In today's Mishnah, it's from the 5th and 6th Mishnah, the 2nd Parak of Masechet Nazir. The Mishnah begins, Hareini Nazir, if someone says he wants to become a Nazir, va'alai legaleach Nazir, and he also wants to literally shave a Nazir. So what does this mean? This means the person wants to take on the obligation to also finance the korbanot of another Nazir. And this refers to the Ola, Shlamim, and Chatat that the Nazir brings at the completion of his term in Nazirut. Now, why is it referred to as shaving a Nazir? That is because at the end of his term of Nazirut, when he brings a korban, they also shave the hair on his head. So, in short, the person wants to become a Nazir and also finance a korban of another Nazir at the completion of his term. V'shama chavero, and a friend of his hears, and he thinks it's a great idea. V'amar, and he says, V'ani, and I too want to become a Nazir, v'alai lagalech Nazir, and also fund the korbanot of another Nazir. Mishnah says, Imeo pikhin, if the two of them were sensible and clever individuals, what would they do? Megalchin ze et ze. They would each finance each other's korbanot. And that way, each of them would only really have to pay for one set of korbanot. However, vimlav, if they were not, and they each financed their own korbanot, then megalchin nazirim achirim, they would have to finance the korbanot of another nazir each when the nazir completes his term in nazirut. Let's now learn Mishnah Vav. Mishnah begins, Hare alai lagalech chatzin nazir. If someone says, I want to shave, literally, chatzin nazir, half a nazir. V'shama chavro, and his friends, his va'amar, says, yes, v'ani alai lagalech chatzin nazir. He also tries to accept that same type of neder. So how do I understand such a neder? The Mishnah says, Ze megalech nazir shalem, v'ze megalech nazir shalem, divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir is of opinion that each of them would be obligated to bring the full set of korbanot for another nazir. Now, why is that? That is because the debate we see in this Mishnah seems to parallel the debate we saw previously in Beit Shammah Beit Hillel. But Rebbe Meir is of the opinion that as soon as he says, Hare alai legaleach, since we're what's called Tofes Lashon Rishon, we move through his expression and see what he said in the beginning, and that's already binding. As soon as he says, Hare alai legaleach, he's already obligated himself to bring full korbanot. When he tries to add at the end of it, Chatzi Nazir, half a Nazir, then it's as if he's trying to retract and he cannot do so, so therefore each of them would have to bring the full set of korban for another nazir. However, Chachamim say no, ze megaleach chatzi nazir ve ze megaleach chatzi nazir. Each of them could be able to finance half the korbanot of another nazir. Now why is that? That is because Chachamim understand that we look at the entire expression of what he said to interpret it. So in this case, therefore, in the neder upitchoimo. So effectively what we do is when he says, Hare alai legaleach chatzi nazir, and by looking at every single word and then trying to interpret what he's saying, it's effectively as if each of them is saying, Hare alai machatzit tiglachato shel nazir, which would mean, I'm obligating myself half the korbanot required of a nazir. And therefore, each of them would only have to finance and expend half the korbanot. What's interesting here is this debate didn't really require, as the Mishnah said in the continuation, his friend hearing and replicating that same neder. But I'll leave that matter for further study. Akati discussed it in extension, and he points to the Tosaf Yontov as one potential destination for a solution. Those are Mishnah today.